Nearly 1 in 3 Americans have a criminal record, according to the Justice Department. Having a conviction can make it challenging to find housing. The federal government has tried to make it easier. In 2016, the Department of Housing and Urban Development issued guidelines saying blanket policies of denying all renters with criminal backgrounds might in effect be committing discrimination because of the disproportionately high rates of conviction among people of color. But it's unclear if those guidelines have made any difference in Charlotte. WFAE's Marshall Terry takes a look as part of our series Finding Home.
Dora Mills is tending to her 2-year-old daughter, Emma, who's sick with a stomach bug.
Come here, baby. Come here. You want a snacky? You want some socks?
Mills says she's rented this Southeast Charlotte house for the past 5 years, but it's not her name on the lease. It's her mother's. She says no landlord will rent to her because of her convictions about 10 years ago. She served 30 days for drug paraphernalia and 8 months for a conviction of false pretenses.
Basically, I cashed checks that weren't real checks.
Mills lives in fear her landlord will find out her mother doesn't live at the home and terminate the lease. She works part-time at a motel's front desk and says she receives disability payments for her bipolar disorder. It's enough to cover the rent of some affordable housing units in the area. She almost got one a few months ago.
I got on the waiting list. Everything was good, but the criminal record set me kind of apart, and they said no. It's just always the criminal record.
It's a story Myra Clark hears all the time. She's the executive director of the Center for Community Transitions in Charlotte. It helps ex-offenders reenter society.
Our goal is to reduce recidivism and to help people be the best person that they can be and to reach their potential. And it's very difficult for a person to do that when they don't have a home.
About 26,000 people were released from prisons across the state last year, according to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety. Clark says it hasn't gotten any easier for them since HUD issued the guidelines 3 years ago that say blanket policies of denying all renters with criminal backgrounds are discriminatory. She says many of her clients can afford rent but still find themselves, like Mills, being rejected by landlords just because of their backgrounds.
The part that is more difficult is they will not tell you that they're not going to rent to you, but they will take your application fee.
Which is one reason Mills says she stopped applying. She could no longer afford the fees that range from $75 to $125. Mills is white, but the challenge of ex-offenders finding housing disproportionately affects African Americans. In North Carolina, African Americans make up 22% of the population, but account for a little more than half of the state's approximately 36,000 prisoners. A study by the Bureau of Justice Statistics last year found that nationwide, African Americans are incarcerated at a rate of 3.5 times that of whites. Corinne Mack is the president of the Charlotte NAACP.
If you have people of color disproportionately arrested and incarcerated, clearly they would be the larger group of people who would be harmed.
Mack says the guidelines are a good first step, but what would help even more is making a criminal background one of the protected classes under the Fair Housing Act. That would prevent landlords from denying anybody on the basis of their criminal record.
I think that having clean housing and safe housing is a basic human right for all people.
It's tough for a lot of people, criminal record or not, to find housing, says Kim Graham, who heads the Greater Charlotte Apartment Association.
We're in a heavy demand side economy right now around housing and a very low supply side.
That's not to say ex-offenders don't have a tougher time, Graham says.
What we do know is that often folks who are coming out of incarceration situations are earning less. And so the potential to pay even the fair market for rent in Charlotte is going to be lower.
Graham says landlords may focus on how much a renter makes and never even look to see if the box about past convictions is checked. Despite that, she says the HUD guidelines are having some impact.
Probably more than anything, community owners are just being aware that these practices could run the risk of having racial discrimination happen.
In 2017, the Equal Rights Center sued the largest apartment landlord in the country, Tennessee-based Mid-America Apartments, over its blanket policy of denying anyone with a criminal record. Mid-America owns 21 complexes in Mecklenburg County. The company later agreed to drop the policy and individually assess each applicant with a criminal record. Since the HUD guidelines were issued, no such complaint has originated in Charlotte, according to Melissa Baker, the Fair Housing Manager of the city's Community Relations Committee.
With fair housing in general, and with that particular guidance from HUD specifically, a lot of people just simply don't know their rights.
That's true of Dora Mills, the woman renting a home with her mother's name on the lease.
If I had to apply somewhere else or went to apply somewhere else and it was denied and was told it was because of my criminal record, I would definitely bring that up.
She says not being able to get housing because of her record is almost like a continuation of her prison sentence. For WFAE News, I'm Marshall Terry in Charlotte.
This story was produced as part of our series Finding Home, WFAE's weekly look at housing challenges and community changes throughout the Charlotte area. You can go to wfae.org/findinghome to read and listen to all of our stories in the series. Support for Finding Home is provided by Lowe's Home Improvement.